Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host this morning, Logan Landers. And today, we're doing our top five list. The top five Pittsburgh Steelers of all time. But it's not my list. It is, of course, Monday, which you all know means it's a very special Madman Mark Mancini Monday. Welcome, my co-host, Mr. Mark Mancini. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, I love you, brother, man. This is a show that's sweeping Dixie, and thanks for the olive branch to be a part of this great thing on Mondays out there in the ATL. And man, oh man, I am excited. I hope you had a great vacation and everything. I love it, man. Can't wait to lay this thing down, man.
Yeah, like you said, I was off for a week, went to the beach, had a nice time, but I'm back, ready to work, and we are ready to talk about some Pittsburgh Steelers football, your top five favorite of all time. But before we get into it, if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, please be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our show on Instagram at 100th Football. Check out our LinkedIn page as well. And, of course, our podcast, thanks to the Belief Podcast Network, where you can listen to each and every single show. Over 1,000 episodes of there updated every single day. Well, Mr. Mark Mancini, let's get into it, sir. Who is your number five Pittsburgh Steeler of all time?
Well, it has to be Kevin Green. He left us early, man. We've lost some great guys that we kind of grew up with and watched tremendously. And, boy, Kevin Green coming over from the Rams into Pittsburgh, and boy, I'll tell you, maybe it's the scenario, maybe it's the work ethic, maybe it's the steel mill mentality, but Kevin Green signed a nice contract in Pittsburgh, and boy, did he live up to it.
Yeah, that I think that's an understatement, right? And that's the thing, he was only here for three seasons, only in Pittsburgh, was a short time, but man, you're not kidding, the impact he made. He played in 48 games. He played the entire season throughout his 3 years there. Had a one pick, had six forced fumbles. But most importantly, though, 154 solo tackles and astonishing 35.5 total sacks. Led the league in 1994 in sacks. Was a Pro Bowler two straight seasons and was an absolute menace. And like you said, gone way too soon. And definitely one of the more underappreciated just defensive monsters of all time, especially in the 80s and the 90s, and had gone way too soon.
Yeah, when you looked at him, I mean, he typified it. You know, he came in that same mode as Mean Joe Green, Ernie Holmes, and all those guys. Dwight White, I mean, that foursome the Steelers had in the 70s, and he continued it and gave them that pass rush, kind of like that Lawrence Taylor, where, you know, now it's kind of a different guy today. The Khalil Mack is still there, but This was a force on a lot of, you know, platforms when you came across the NFL. Every team seemed to have this type of a guy. But, boy, Pittsburgh, it was a thoroughbred for these types.
Yeah, and like I said, Kevin Green, just a great player, Hall of Famer, right? Pro Bowler twice, or excuse me, five times, two-time All-Pro, and just an absolute beast on the field. All right, let's go to number four. Who is your top four on your
Franco
list,
sir? Harris, baby. Oh, it's got to be. This guy was a running back mentality. When you look at running backs, same mold as a Earl Campbell, a Jim Brown, boy, was he a horse to bring down, man. It took 2-3 guys to bring this guy down. And Harris was a brute. His counterpart there, Rocky Blyer. I mean, boy, that was a tandem that Bradshaw had, just handing the ball off. Those guys are throwing it to Stallworth and Swan.
Yeah. And Franco Harris, man, was just an absolute monster on the field for Pittsburgh. Right? I mean, the list, the laundry list of accomplishments he has is just insane. 9-time Pro Bowler. Of course, we all know the Super Bowl MVP. He got Rookie of the Year. Four-time Super Bowl champ. And just an absolute monster on the field. Pretty much played his entire career with Pittsburgh. Had that one lone season in Seattle. But, man, he really was just insane. Almost 12,000 yards rushing. Close to 100 touchdowns in his career. And is just an absolute monster. And was a beast in the 70s, like you said. And rightfully has to be, I think, on any true Pittsburgh Steelers fan. It's got to be on their top five list. If not, well, you don't know Steelers football.
Exactly. And when you look at them 70s teams, you had the Dolphins, you had the Steelers, you had the Cowboys. I mean, the Vikings. You had some teams. The Raiders were there. I mean, it was a juggernaut. And all those teams, you know, that I just alluded to, they had some thoroughbreds on there. I mean, they had some guys that could hit. When you go to the Foremans, when you go to the Zonkas, you know, when you go to the Newsoms. I mean, it was just unbelievable to see these guys just pick up the ball and run. And they had some quarterbacks back then. Yeah. If it wasn't a Bob Greasy, it was a Roger Staubach, you know, and the list went on, a Kenny Snake Stabler. So the 70s to me was football back then, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And think about Harris, too. First 9 seasons in the league, 9-time Pro Bowler. Can't beat that. That is astonishing.
Exactly.
All right, let's keep moving, man. Number 3, who is on your list here for number 3 all time?
Well, the guy that would probably hit you from Pittsburgh and knock you somewhere to Buffalo or Detroit or Cleveland, Mel Blount. This guy, you think of Mel Blount, you think of guys that would hit you, you know, Ted Hendricks, Jack Tatum. Boy, they don't make these guys out of the same mold. These guys would knock you down and stand above you and look at you when you were on the ground looking up at them.
You're not kidding. And that's the thing, too, about Mel Blount is he was healthy pretty much his entire career. He was always on the field. And like I said, a Hall of Famer, 4-time Super Bowl champ, 5-time Pro Bowler. And also coming to out of Vidalia, Georgia, mind you. Shout out to everyone here in Georgia for the continued success. But Mel Blount, man, the pride of Vidalia, right? An amazing 57 interceptions, led the league in 75 with 11 of those bad boys. And was just an absolute star on the defensive side for the Steelers. Like you mentioned, they got the steel curtain. We all know what it's about, man. And he was an absolute catalyst for that franchise and for this team.
Well, not only that, Logan, when you look at these guys back then, they'd hit you. They'd go helmet to helmet. They'd knock you. The equipment was good, but, you know, not, you know, as what it is today.
Right.
But, man, oh, man, I mean, If you got in a football game with these guys, I mean, it would be tough to pick it up 6 days later and play another football game. But these guys did it, man.
Steel, I'm going to tell you, you could feel it.
Yeah. A steel mill mentality these guys would bring in. If you played the Steelers and you were a running back or a wide receiver, these guys, I mean, you were picking up the pieces, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and definitely embodied that hard-hitting, gritty style of the 70s and 80s era of football did Mel Blount and would just absolutely clean your clock if you got anywhere near him. But let's keep it moving here. Number 2, your silver medalist, your number 2 spot for your second greatest Steeler of all time. Who is it, sir?
Well, I'll tell you, people say people coming out of Southern California, you know, that it's okay. They play in a weak conference and everything. But, man, oh, man, Lynn Swann learned a lot at USC. Took his wares to Pittsburgh, and boy, when I look at receivers, I got to be a little biased here. Swan and Stallworth were something, and Bradshaw had those targets, like I alluded to earlier, and man, oh man, some of the greatest catches. You know, we've seen Drew Pearson, we've seen the Dwight Clarks, we've seen some of these guys, and we've seen them down the line with the Beckhams and everything, but boy, it would be hard to match a Lynn Swan on what he did in Pittsburgh. and highlight reels, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, this guy was phenomenal, right? And he didn't even play a super long time in the league. Only played from 74 to 82, but still a Hall of Famer. Like you said, you see on the screen here the acrobatic catches and just the absolute dog-like mentality this guy had. Three-time Pro Bowler, MVP, we all know, in that Super Bowl, putting in that work. 5,462 receiving yards, 51 touchdowns. But, man, in the playoffs, he put in some work as well. Almost 50 catches for close to 1,000 yards with an 18.9 yards per catch. I mean, talk about big play mentality, right, with 9 scores to boot. So it's a great pick for number 2 and a dynamic receiver, not just in his era, but of all the eras, like you mentioned.
No doubt about it. You know, the Steeler teams back then, they were good on both sides of the ball. They had a defense like we were talking about with the Blunts and the Greens and the Whites and Holmes and all those guys. And then on the other side of the ball, the offense, I mean, you know, and the only comparable team back then that can give them a run would have been the undefeated Dolphins of the 72s and the Cowboys. I mean, but boy, the Raiders, the Oiler teams back then with Pastorini and Campbell and Billy White Shoes Johnson, the list goes on.
Yeah, Betsy, you can just keep going. We could have another episode, a whole series about just the 70s football, man. But yeah. Like I said,
that Lynch would be wanted, something. We need to get a topic going 70s, 80s, 90s, and bring up some of the greatest teams and the characters.
Oh, I love it. I'm loving it. You're making my mind work right now. I'm jotting down the ideas in my head. So we will definitely get on that in future episodes. But in this time, sir, number one, who is your pick for the greatest Steeler of all time?
Gonna be Terry Bradshaw, the Louisiana Lightning guy that wasn't a big fan of Pittsburgh, but boy, his brash humor, personality fit the city, and the slick back hair, man. I'll tell you, when I looked at this guy, if he wasn't playing football, he'd probably be doing movies in Hollywood. But Terry Bradshaw, what a pocket passer. And to me, the all-time Pittsburgh Steeler, I had him, you know, as the all-time greatest until Tom Brady came around and, you know, picked up all the Super Bowls. But, boy, Bradshaw, man, unfriggin' believable.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing with Terry is people kind of don't realize, Mark, is that the early kind of stages of his career, it wasn't the smoothest ride, right? He had some rough years. And really, once he hit about close to age 30, he had that late peak, right? He really started to get it going. Throughout the rest of his career, the MVP, the Super Bowl champions, the two-time Super Bowl MVP, which is always great to see, the amazing set of accolades, the awards he's got, the stats he put up, close to 28,000 career total yards, over 200 touchdowns, and in the playoffs, like you said, was even more dynamic, close to 4,000 yards already and 30 touchdowns. So a great, just amazing, just game changer on the field, right, for the Steelers. A great broadcaster off the field as well, still doing it nowadays with the guys over there in Fox. And just when you think of that true blue-collar work ethic, like you said, he wasn't even really a fan of the Steelers when he got drafted there. And he ended up being, you know, in your opinion, the greatest of all time in a lot of people's eyes, a definite great, a Hall of Famer, and just a tremendous player, like you said, from the Louisiana Lightning man himself, Terry Bradshaw, the blonde bomber.
They don't get rid of coaches in Pittsburgh. And when I look at quarterbacks, you know, there's two quarterbacks that stand out in all the years of growing up, and I'm 60 years old right now. I feel like I'm 30. But it's going to be Bradshaw and Roethlisberger. And in between, you had the Gilliams, the Malones, the Stouts. You know, the list goes on and on. But, boy, Bradshaw was the epitome of what Pittsburgh's all about.
He really is. Well, Mark, who are some guys, because there's a lot of Steelers legends on here we could have thrown on here, but who's a few guys that just missed your list, maybe in your top 10 and not quite your top 5?
Well, Rocky Blyer, Mean Joe Green, Rod Woodson. I mean, yeah, those kind of guys would make the cut right off the bat. I mean, those guys were something else. You know, when I look at what those guys brought to the table was something else. So those guys would have made the cut barely on this thing. But, man, if I had to go to a top 10, I'd definitely add those guys and a few more.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time this show is presented by Bet Online.
I'm about to say, you got to throw those guys on there like you mentioned. I'm thinking of Mr. Jerome the Bus Bettis. You could put him on there. Of course, Big Ben, who just retired. And like I said, you could have a top 20 list and it would still be highly debated just with the amount of lore and just rich franchise players that have came through this system. It's tremendous.
Throw a coach in there, Chuck Knoll, too. Yeah.
I'm about to tell you, you got to throw him. Mike Tomlin's been there forever. Yeah. He's still doing his thing. Even though, people might say he doesn't have the best people, the best talent to work with, he always wills him to that winning season, though. I'm just saying.
So, yeah, he's never had a losing record in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I feel like that is just severely underplayed by everybody. Never had a losing season in probably going on 15 years now. It's insane. Well, hey, thank you, Mark, so much, man, for coming on, breaking down your top five list for the best Steelers of all time. One more time, we got Kevin Green, Franco Harris, Mel Blount, Lynn Swann, and, of course, Terry Bradshaw. Thank you so much for coming on, man. Hey, if you enjoyed this video episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week. Also, please go check out our podcast, available anywhere this podcast, Spotify, a podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio. If you have a Google or an Alexa home device, just say, hey, Google, or hey, Alexa, play 100s football. And guess what? Thanks to the amazing powers of technology, it will do so. Each and every day, we have episodes coming out pretty much. And we just thank you again for the continued support. My co-host, my partner in crime, my man, Madman Mark Mancini, thank you so much, sir, for coming on once again and dropping that football knowledge about your team, the Steel Curtain, the black and silver, or excuse me, the black and yellow. I got the Raiders blood flowing through me right now. The Pittsburgh Steelers, man, it's always a pleasure. I've been your host, Logan Lakers. Have a great day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.